Okay.
I am officially recording, so this is it. I was gonna say the time to back out is nigh. I'm just gonna do a quick test to see if it's picking up on both sides. It is, okay. When you're recording in stereo, there's a lot of things that go into it because you have to make sure both of your mics are picking up the same thing, but also different things. So if I decide to go into one side or favor the other side, and then you can kind of play with that. I know, I love it because it's almost like you're speaking directly to somebody's mind. I don't know, I'm a bit of a sucker when it comes to the tropey shit, I guess. Anyway, hi. Today we're going to be doing a little bit of conversational hypnosis, and of course I've already broken the illusion of the conversational stuff because I've told you it's going to be conversational. Ha. I don't care, but we're going to try it anyway. We're also going to throw a little bit of resistance in there. I know people love resistance play because it gives them the idea that they can actively stop themselves from doing something that they really actually want to do. And that's always kind of fun, isn't it? It's almost like telling yourself that you can't have something when you really want something. And even right now, it's interesting to think that sometimes we just start saying things without even thinking about it. I do that a lot when I'm hypnotizing people. You see, stuff just starts flying out of my mouth and eventually the hypnoticness of it just starts to string together until all of a sudden people start to realize, wait, was I in trance that whole time? Yeah. And that's kind of how I roll with conversational hypnosis, I guess. It's interesting because if you think about resisting something, right? If you think about the act of resisting something, sometimes our resistance actually is futile. It's like when someone tells you not to do something, right? If I could tell you till the cows come home, don't fall into trance, don't fall into trance, don't fall into trance, and all your mind would think about is trance, 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 you know? It's like I've got a friend who really, really, really likes marshmallows, and if I have any in the cupboard and I say, please do not eat those marshmallows, the only thing they're going to think about is going into the cupboard, reaching for the marshmallows and having them. Because it's something that just weighs on your mind. When you're told not to do something, it's almost as if that reverse psychology just triggers in your brain. And all of a sudden, you're just thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. It's like right now, right? If I say, don't fall into trance, if I tell somebody, don't trance, don't go into hypnosis, not today, it's not the time yet, then their brain asks why. Because all they really want, all they can really think about is just hypnosis, right? I think it's interesting how sometimes we start to listen to things, especially when we know how hypnosis works, and then we start to realize just how deeply hypnotic they actually are. I know for me, when I started learning hypnosis, I started listening to things a little bit differently. Maybe the lines that people read in movies or on TV, or maybe just people generally talking, and I start to read into it, right? You start to kind of infer things from the way that people are speaking, from the way that people are acting, from the way that people intend to do things. Intent is such a powerful thing after all. I could intend to do something right now, like my intent could be to hypnotize you, which it might be, it might not be at the same time, who knows. And if I intend to do something, then how would you pick up the intent through just the pace and the sound of my voice and the tone and the words I'm using alone? Interesting, huh? And in the back of your mind, of course, you're just thinking about not going into trance, right? Because, of course, I've already told you not to go into trance, and thus your mind already thinks about going into trance, and it's just that cycle that goes around and around in the back of your head. But who knows what's going on in the back of your head? Let's talk about your thoughts right now, right? In the front of your head, there's all these thoughts just whizzing by and whizzing by and whizzing by. Thoughts just come and they just go day after day after day. And it's almost like trying to keep track of everything that I say. It's hard sometimes to think about words that we say. Like if you asked me what I said about 2 minutes ago, I couldn't tell you. And I'm sure if I asked you what I said about 2 minutes ago, you probably couldn't tell me either. It's interesting, the level of detail that we seem to pick up. In conversations, sometimes we only hear the larger chunks of information, the things that stick out in our brains, and the rest of it can just fly by and float by and drift by, and that's easy, isn't it? Yeah. So while you're listening to the sound of my voice, while you're thinking about all the ways that you could not go into trance, maybe in the back of your mind you're already resisting the urge to just allow yourself to just drop. And I don't know if your eyes are open or if your eyes are closed, it doesn't really matter anyway. All that matters is that you're just listening to the sound of my voice, and that's okay. Some people tell me, after all, that the sound of my voice is awfully hypnotic. I've been known to have special hypnotic powers when it comes to my voice. But for you, I don't know if that affects you or not. And I don't know if you're listening to the sound of my voice or you're just following the words floating through your mind, or maybe you're still stuck on that thought about not going into trance. Either way, it doesn't really matter, does it? All that you need to do is just focus and listen. Focus and listen and relax. It's easy to relax after all. You're already doing it right now and you probably didn't even realize it. When we're so focused intently on something, we start to realize that our breathing just slows, that our mind just unwinds. Maybe we just feel a bit more relaxed and a bit more relaxed, a bit more relaxed as each moment passes. It's funny how many unconscious things happen without us thinking about it. It's funny and interesting to know that words can have such deep effects on us, even when we're not even thinking about them. Like the word relax, after all, it has such a weight to it. But sometimes it really depends on how you say it. I could say relax, 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 and it might not be very relaxing to you, but I could then say it, relax. And all of a sudden the meaning, the intent just changes. And all of a sudden you start thinking about it very differently. And all of a sudden that resistance in your mind just starts breaking down. It's like being told not to do something, you just want it even more and more and more, and that want, that need just grows inside you. That's right. That's right. And maybe you start seeking things, maybe you start trying to infer things about the words that I'm saying. Maybe you start to realize that with each and every single word that I say, you start to infer little things, like little triggers being dropped here and there, in plain sight, but without you realizing. And does it really matter if I have or have not? Are they there or are they not? And seeking and searching for new meaning while you're just listening to the sound of my voice is just fun, isn't it? Trying to pull out little phrases and little things that I say while you're listening, while you're relaxing. That's right. That's right. And it's so easy just to listen, just to relax, just to let yourself go. Just in this moment, as you're listening, as you're relaxing, as you're letting everything just fade away, as you're trying to focus on those thoughts that you had inside your head, as you're trying to infer new meaning in every single word that I say. That's right. That's right. And it's funny, isn't it? It's funny, isn't it, listening to the sound of my voice and just trying to seek out where the triggers are laid. It's like little plants and little bits that are just dropped along the path. So you could imagine yourself following down a path and just picking up little clues here and there as to what I'm really trying to tell you. And whether you find things or not is up to you. It's up to your mind. Your mind knows exactly what it thinks it hears and what it thinks it's hearing. And maybe, just maybe, it's already imagining itself dropping deeper and deeper into trance. Maybe in the back of your mind you're already deeply hypnotized. Or maybe you're not. Or maybe you're in that in-between space. Maybe part of you is deeply, deeply tranced while part of you is wide awake. Or maybe it's the other way around. Who knows? Does it really matter anyway? As you just allow yourself to let go, as you just allow yourself to relax and allow that resistance to drop with each and every single second that passes, with each and every single moment, with each and every single breath, you just start to realize that you are actually deeply hypnotized. And it didn't really take me to tell you that. You knew from the beginning that you were. With the first breath, with the first word, you knew you were hypnotized. And as you start to take stock of the feelings that you feel, you start to realize that you are in fact hypnotized. And that's okay. And it's okay to allow yourself to just drop deeper and deeper and deeper down to sleep. That's right. That's right. That's right. It's easy after all to relax. It's easy after all to just to listen to the sound of my voice and just find yourself relaxing more and more and more into sleep. Sleep. That's right. And you're doing so well. Relaxing so easily, so effortlessly, that's right. And the more you relax, the more you just seem to let everything go as you just allow yourself to just sink and to drift into those feelings that you feel right now. You know these feelings are valid. You know these feelings that you feel are okay. And this is how trance feels like for you. A lot of people always ask me, well, what does trance actually feel like? This is what trance feels like. This moment right here. This moment of relaxation, of blissful, carefree relaxation. And we could push it, we could take it even further, that's right. We could take it even further. You see, what we could do is we could empty your mind out of all thought. And of course, we all have thoughts racing through our heads day after day, but we could replace them with something else. We could replace them with the bliss of knowing that you are hypnotized. And maybe with each new thought that pops into your head, some people have known to imagine themselves saying, I am hypnotized, instead of those thoughts. With each new thought bubble appears to replace it, saying, I am hypnotized. And I know that people who've tried that have felt themselves relaxing even further, have found themselves dropping even deeper into trance, and even deeper into trance, and even deeper into trance. It's like a helpful thought exercise that just helps them replace their thoughts with something more productive for hypnosis, to just send them reeling and dropping deeper and deeper and deeper into trance. That's right. And isn't it funny how as you listen to the sound of my voice, you start to infer new meaning, as the sound of my voice right now is just so hypnotic in its own right. The intent behind it is just there. And as you sink even deeper or even further, that's right, you just find yourself just relaxing, just sinking, just floating, just going down, down to sleep. That's right. That's right. And so now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and as I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, remembering each and every single moment of this trance. And with each and every single number I count, you just feel more happy, more content, more refreshed and energized, with all of the suggestions that might have been given to you in the session just disappearing from your mind. That's right. Waking up just the way you were before this far began. So coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, that's right. With 4, 5, 6, energy starting to flood your body. With 7, 8, 9, feeling so happy, so content, so refreshed and energized on the next number. And 10, wide awake. Oh, hi, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that trance session. My cat interrupted it several times, but hopefully you didn't hear it too badly. And as always, don't forget to keep it trancey. I'll see you later. Goodbye.